Welcome back to the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner, and time to talk to Eagleville girls basketball coach Chris Lynch. Coach made the tough trip down to Huntsville last night, and Huntsville not too kind to you. It might as well be Huntland. Coach not too kind to you down there in the home of the Hornets.
No, it's always a tough place to play for us, it seems like. The long bus ride, and then they have a strong inside game, and they had a guard get hot early, and they jumped on us pretty quick, and we shot the ball really poor for the night, about 20%. So it seems like everything they were hitting, shooting was hitting, and I think they hit 5 threes in the first half, and we got down 15. We come out in the second half, cut it to about 4, but we never could make a run. Every time we would score, they would answer with a 3 or we just didn't play very well. I don't think we came to play. And of course, winning on the road in the district is pretty hard anyway. But when you travel to Huntland, it seems like it's even harder. So,
well, that's it's kind of like one of those perfect storms. It almost sounds like everything just kind of came together that was hard for you to overcome.
Yeah, you know, anytime their post player had 24 and their guard had 5 threes. Just her, she had 5 threes. I think she ended up with 22. You know, that was most of their scoring right there. She's hard to handle. And then when you go inside out, and they handled our traps. We didn't put as much pressure as we wanted, and they got some open looks and knocked them down. So that's what happens sometimes.
Well, I guess it just goes to show you, because I guess it was the game that we did out there January 3rd. You kind of took Huntland, took care of them, especially in the second half, rather easily in that game. So everyone gets a little better. We see these scores narrow down, and when you play on the road, all of those kind of things ring true. I know sometimes it sounds like coach speak, but it's really not.
Yeah, we played an amazing game at home. We scored on 17 straight possessions. We scored 40 points in about 6 minutes. We had 50 at halftime. And then came out in the second half, we had 71 points with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And, that's just – like to have some of those tonight, but it was just one of those nights. Everything was going good, and then tonight they kind of had one of those nights, and everything we did just didn't seem to work. So,
well, there's always maybe another time. Who knows that you meet up with these teams?
With this team, you know, and the way our district falls, you know, we could possibly match up with them in the first round. Of course, we could probably match up with anybody, but probably Moore County or Fayetteville. So, we just, you know, and we got 3 regular season games left. Got Moore County coming to town on Tuesday night, and then Middle Tennessee Christian on Friday night, and that'll wrap up our district schedule. So we'll have to see how that kind of plays out.
Well, you know, going into the game, I guess what are you now, 7-5 in the district? That really kind of bunches everybody up, because Middle Tennessee Christian School about the same, you know, Cascade, Huntland, so. That there's really kind of a log jam in there, and really not too far behind Forest, everyone.
Yeah, we were tied with Forest going into the night at 6-4, so, or 7-4, I'm sorry. And I really thought it would come down to that last game between Middle Tennessee Christian next Friday to decide who got second place, with this kind of, this set us back, so we'll have to have a little help from some other teams. So it's still a possibility, but, you know, like I said, anybody in our district, you know, really 2 through 8, well, I guess really even 1 through 8, I feel like anybody in our district can win on any night. So I think our tournament's going to be pretty good. Of course, you'd like to, you know, get through that first round so you can get to the region and then maybe, you know, host one. So if you can win that next round, but we just have to keep fighting and hope we come out and have a little bit better shooting night next time we play.
Well, anytime that you have only 20% from the field, that, you know, that's totally opposite of what we were talking about happened in that first game. You had 50 by halftime in that first game. So basketball is just a very interesting game. Sometimes the shots just aren't falling for you.
It seems like some nights it's just not your night. Like, we had several tips, and which normally we would, you know, I feel like we usually get those steals, and it would tip off two people's hands and go right to them for a layup, and or maybe a tip that stayed in bounds, and they'd kick it around, hit a three. And I just feel like usually we get some of those and get some easy shots off of it. And I know at one point we were 1 of 11 from the three-point line, and it's hard to win ball games when you don't knock down shots. And sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way, but, you know, we'll regroup on Monday and see how things go Tuesday.
Talking to Chris Lynch about Eagleville girls basketball. Coach, we won't dwell on this much longer, but you got Moore County coming up, Middle Tennessee Christian School, to wind up your district play. Then you play Richland, so you've got a pretty tough schedule left ahead. Moore County only lost three games to this point, so they seem to be the horse to try to beat right now. Everyone, somebody's got to knock them off their pedestal right now.
Yeah, they're 24-3, and you know, one of their losses was to Oakland by 2 points. And then I think they lost one to Summertown, who's number three or number four in the state, and then they lost in a Florida tournament. So they're a really good team, and I don't think anybody's played them within single digits in the district. But, you know, there's been teams that have real good quarters against them or halves against them. We had a good half against them last time, had a bad third quarter and ended up losing by 12 or 14, but you know, I think they're beatable, and, you know, there's still a couple more games left in the regular season and the tournament, so, you know, we'd like to maybe face them a couple more times and get, you know, a shot or two at them. So
right now, you
see how that goes.
Coach, you kind of look to find somebody who gets hot, and really I thought coming in to the game with Huntland on the road, you have done pretty good on this road trip. At Watertown, at Community, and then at Huntland last night, won the two games leading into that and kind of was on a four-game win streak, lost to Forest barely, but after beating Fayetteville City on the 13th. So you kind of have a little momentum here, and hopefully you can kind of get that rolling once again, and maybe this is just a little speed bump in the road.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. Our schedule has been up and down this year, our wins and losses. We lost our first four, won 8 of 9, lost 3 in a row, and then won 4 in a row. So, you know, hopefully this is just one game. And we know we've got a tough test coming in on Tuesday with Moore County. And then Friday night, we got Middle Tennessee Christian coming to our place. And when we played at their place, it was a one-point game. So that's going to be a battle, and it always is. It was last year, and so I wouldn't expect anything less. So I feel like this is one of the better teams we've had in a long time, but I think our schedule is about as hard as we could have it. You know, every night we play, it seems like it's going to be a contest. So you have to show up, and hopefully that'll pay off come tournament time.
Well, if you had the formula on how to get them to, you know, perform at that top level each and every week, I guess you would you know be coaching somewhere else. Higher level, making lots of money, huh?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Coach, Moore County, Middle Tennessee Christian School, Richland, and then it's hard to believe that by the next time we have some conversation, we'll be talking about who's seated where in the district tournament. It's right here upon us.
Yeah, we've, you know, three regular season games left. I told my seniors tonight, I said, you got three regular season games left in your career before tournament starts. You know, we've got to come in and have a good week and, you know, challenge them to step up and be leaders and, you know, be positive. And so anytime you have a loss that, you know, on the road, it kind of dampens the spirits, but I think it also makes you hungry, and it's just how you respond to it. So we'll see how things go.
Well, you know, for those seniors, there's not much more guaranteed. I guess these three games and a game in the tournament, that's pretty much all that's guaranteed right now. You got to win that first round of that tournament to actually continue your season.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully when we get to the tournament, you know, we have six seniors and four of them have played 4 years. They have a lot of experience of playing because when they came up as freshmen, you know, a couple of them started as freshmen and, you know, have a couple of four-year starters and some three-year starters. So we've had a lot of experience, and I'm hoping that pays off for us as we come down here to the end of the district run and start that district tournament.
You know, you really feel like at some point the breaks go your way, and you've gotten a few in some games this year. Some games maybe not so. So get that mojo kind of going here, and we'll see what happens in the tournament. Middle Tennessee Christian School, you kind of mentioned that and wanted to touch on that game. That's a week from last night. The MTCS game is at your place, also the Moore County game. So at least you get to finish this stretch at home where you had the stretch this last week on the road.
Yeah, last week was a rough week. You know, we played at Watertown, which is, it took us about an hour and 20 minutes to get there. Then we had not a far road trip to play to Community, which is always tough because it's a big rivalry. And we went to Watertown. We started out, they went up on us 9-0 to start the ball game. And went in halftime. I think we had tied it up by halftime. We come out at halftime, went on a 13-0 run. And kind of put the game away right there. So played really well that night after we got started. And then well, the same thing at Community. They jumped on us about 8-2, and we've come back and tied it up at the end of the first. And we had a pretty good third quarter and ended up winning that game. So like you said, we had a lot of momentum going into this game. We played bad. But that happens sometimes. You have young girls and travel, and it was a long week, three road games, but now we end up the regular season with three home games, so maybe we can start us another win streak and get ready for, you know, start peaking right into tournament time.
Well, I'm sure that's obviously getting that home crowd behind you, especially when you host Middle Tennessee Christian School. That'll be a gigantic crowd over there at Eagleville, so I'm sure you'll get all the Eagleville fans coming out this week.
Yeah, when we played Cascade last Friday night, we had one of the best high school environments that I remember being in. Both sides were crowded. Our student section they did a great job, and it was two close ball games. And, you know, it's nice to have that home crowd behind you, and, you know, it makes a difference. A girl got a technical late in the game. I think she was frustrated, you know, and I'm sure the crowd had something to do with that, but so it'd be nice to have three in a row right here at home before we head to Middle Tennessee Christian for the district tournament.
Well, you know, for a while you don't have to leave Rutherford County to play basketball. That's a change.
Yeah, that's right.
After that trip to Huntland. But, Coach, we appreciate your time today. Good luck to the Eagles, and maybe we'll see you in that 9A tournament sometime in the, February 10th, I think, is the first date of that.
Yeah, I think it starts the 10th. So.
At Middle Tennessee Christian School. Looking good. Coach, appreciate your time again.
Okay, thank you.
That's Coach Chris Lynch joining us to talk about Eagleville girls basketball on the Prentice-Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We'll be right back and continue the conversation in just a moment.